Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to the show. I'm really, really amped up and excited today to deliver you some awesome content with my good buddy, Noel Christopher, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Renters Warehouse. And whenever he and I are on the air, it's always a fun time. We end up talking about some type of news that's affecting the industry, the real estate industry specifically, and what that means and its impact for real estate investors. But today he and I thought it would be a good idea to offer a pathway, for you, the business owner, for you, the entrepreneur, for you, the individual that's listening, that's run a successful business for the last 5 years, for the last 1 year, for the last 20 years, however long it may be. And you know what? You're thinking, yeah, I want to finish well. I really do. And I want to diversify. And I want to now start taking some of the equity that I have in my business and putting it elsewhere. So I have the two magical words that brings me the biggest smile from ear to ear: passive income. So we're going to offer you a pathway on how you can do that with single family rentals today. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to talk about leverage, not only how you can leverage your money, but how you can leverage your time and the team that you need to build around that. The indicators that you need to be looking at, kind of the important information you need to identify which market you want to get into. So you could be listening from California, the West Coast, the East Coast, and you're looking at investing in the central United States, in the Midwest, or maybe even the Southeast. How do you know which market makes sense for you? So we'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll wrap up with some news as well. Interest rates, of course, being very, very, very timely, good information. And then number two, how you can potentially use home equity, the equity in your home, to buy property. Should you or shouldn't you? All right, let's get to it. Noel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Avi. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you. Always a fun time when you're on. I feel like some of the best shows are the ones where you're on it, man. So we need to keep doing this on a regular. Give us a little 1-2 on who you are, your background, Renters Warehouse, and what y'all do.
First off, I appreciate the compliment. I'm sure you say that to everyone. I'm Noel Christopher. I'm Senior Vice President of Corporate Development with Renters Warehouse. I do a lot of the radio shows and podcasts that we're on, as well as my job functions is I focus on our property management acquisitions as we're scaling our company, as well as strategic partnerships, realtor referral programs, working with lenders and other ancillary services we can offer to our customers to really kind of go from just being a property manager that people mostly put a box around that saying, hey, you manage my properties, you don't offer much other services, to really offering a full suite of services to help people build wealth and understand how the single family rental marketplace works, which is a $3.1 trillion asset class.
So it's a fairly large asset class for sure. Anything above like $1 billion for me is generally considered to be large. I think you said $3.1 trillion. That it makes sense to be a part of. I like single family rentals for a multitude of reasons. One is you can be quicker with them. Right. If you're investing in multifamily, I invest in multifamily too. Don't get me wrong. I have a fund that invests in operators in the Southeast specifically for value add multifamily apartment complexes. I love that space. I love the single family space too because it's quicker than multifamily. If you see a little bit of a correction coming, you can either hold on, which I suggest that you do, or if you need money in a pinch, you can always sell a property, especially if you buy it right. So, Noel, let's start off by maybe offering a pathway. Let's offer a pathway for our listeners, those that have done well in their businesses. How do they get more involved in the single family rental space? What do they have to do first, second, third, fourth?
So first, let's just talk about or expand a little bit more on why single family rentals are a good investment. And it's, you know, a intermediate or novice investor can wrap their head around the concept of a single family rental. Most people have rented an apartment or a home at some point during their life. I mean, shoot, it's, you know, the homeownership rate around 50%. 50% of these people rent, and a very good percentage of those people rent single family homes. So it's something that is a need that people can wrap their head around. It's the barrier to entry is much lower than an apartment building, especially in today's market where you really have to look for the value add type of deals. With single family homes, you can find those value add deals where the value's been added. So you're buying into something that is a performing asset. It's a I don't want to say it's a mature asset class, but it kind of is. It just is a little bit more fractured, a little bit more mom and pop. It's in the process of being institutionalized. So there's a lot of great factors of why it's a good investment. You can pick markets, submarkets. You can own 10 homes in 10 markets. You can own 10 homes in one market. You can own 100 homes in 20 markets. I mean, these days it's so much different than it used to. And that's something for people that really need to understand is that it's no longer do you have to buy a home within your geographic region. If the opportunities are there, by all means, please do it. Manage it on your own. Learn about it. Go through some of those lessons. But you can be an ancillary in markets that are far from where you live and comfortably and confidently invest into a smart single-family home that's going to get you a good return.
So why is investing in single-family rentals such a good way to build wealth?
Well, so there's a couple of reasons. When you look at the values of a single-family home, or let's say you look at the value of an apartment building, you're looking at that cap rate, you're looking at what kind of return it puts out. That's it. You're not going to have a rising market of, let's say, you know, a market that goes up in value. There's a lot of people moving into that market. It doesn't necessarily increase the value of that apartment building. It's going to move up and down a little bit as things go and demand goes. With a single family home, you're looking at not only – so it's really about your exit strategy. So you can exit to another investor, which is great, and that's becoming a very mature marketplace. Or you can sell it to a homeowner. So you're in certain markets that appreciate greatly because of you know, a new company moving to town or a lot more people moving there. It's a hot place for millennials. You've got a couple different exit strategies, and you can make that decision whether you cash out and then invest into more single-family homes, or you cash out and invest into a little bit more of a more complicated investment, but that could get great returns like multifamily. So there's a lot of different avenues you can take. And then the barrier for entry is very low. So you can invest into a single family home that's $120,000, $130,000, and spread your risk across different homes. Usually they found you get up to about six homes, and some research has been done. You go from six, most people go to six to 11, 12, or 13. Once you get into above five or six homes, you start to really are able to diversify, spread your risk, and the chances of you having all your homes where there's maybe a tenant issue or something like that at once is very low. With an apartment building, something goes bad, it goes bad in the whole building. Those are it's just a, you know, a little bit more complicated of an investment. Still a great investment, but single-family homes are more nimble. Lower barrier of entry, And it's a great way to build equity and wealth in the long term.
We're headed into a break. Quick question for you. You touched on it very briefly. The acquisition price point for single family rentals, what do you recommend that to be?
Well, it depends on the return and depends on your personal investment profile. So most people like to get in that $120,000 to $150,000 home, working class neighborhood, not too high level of entry.
I agree with you. I think if you're investing $200,000, $250,000, or you're buying a home that's worth more than $150,000, $175,000, it could be a little bit of a challenge. But you know what? We'll talk more about some of these exit strategies when we come back with Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. We have a print magazine called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at the 84 Lumber Stores and Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse. You know, whenever I'm connecting with Noel, it's always fun to jump on the air and ride the airwaves with him and connect about and just kind of talk about some of the news and market trends. But we decided to change it up a little bit for you guys and gals today. We're talking about a pathway on how you can invest in single-family rentals. So far in the previous segment, we connected a little bit about why single-family is a good investment, on how to build wealth with single-family rentals, what some of the exit strategies may be with rentals, and what your acquisition price point should be with rentals. And a lot of these things obviously are relative to the market that you're in. For example, if you're investing in Birmingham, Alabama, your cost of entry is going to be significantly lower than San Diego, California. So keeping that in mind, obviously price point is important. But we also left off talking about exit strategies. And let's say, Noel, that we end up buying a property in, say, Atlanta or Denver for $250,000, $260,000 because we think it's a good deal. And all of a sudden, we find out that it's not so good of a deal. What exit strategies do we have in place for that? I know you mentioned the one, which is a homeowner. You could sell that on the retail market. Are there any others out there, maybe like a rent-to-own or an Airbnb that you recommend?
You know, you could – all those options are on the table. It depends on the location. It depends on the asset that you buy. I think that, you know, really what you should be doing is worrying less about what the short-term change in a market's going to be and look at the long-term advantages of having a rental. If you go back and look back since they've been keeping records of home prices, they've ticked up about 2% a year consistently with, you know, rises and dips in the market. So they talk about the market slowing down. Well, it's slowing down because it went up really fast, but it's probably going to level off to that same 2% a year. So really when you get to year five on a rental, it starts to become very interesting because you've had appreciation, you've had rent increases that don't have to be too aggressive. And so, you know, you want to be careful about that. You know, if you're buying a property in a market, let's say like Denver, that's an investment property, that you're in a market that some would call maybe a little bit of a bubble, you need to be careful, a little bit careful in the higher priced properties because you don't want to be at the top end of the rental market, although that could be very profitable. I prefer people are in the middle of the rental market so that you have some room for market adjustments, rent adjustments, maintenance, and things like that. So you're not squeezing so much out. So be less enamored about the, you know, a market like a Denver or a San Diego, and more interested in markets like in Atlanta or a Birmingham or some of these areas that are growing for a lot of different reasons, whether it's large corporations moving there, which has really happened in the last 8 or so years or 10 years. Some of these smaller markets have really blown up because they've opened their arms to business. There's less bureaucracy as there are in some of the larger markets. And so there's some great opportunities. So obviously you want to do your research, but, you know, your exit is really just, you want to think of it as a last resort, because if you can hold these properties or hold the property for a period of time, the return is going to make it so much more worth the upside you're going to get, unless you've jumped in by chance to a market that's just appreciated 20% over the last 2 years, and you can really take that equity and then put that into, you know, buy two rentals in a lower cost market, because it's really basically about the cost of the market.
So you mentioned something very interesting about rental rates and being kind of in the middle of the rental range instead of the high end of the rental market. How do I know if I'm in the middle? How do I know if I'm on the top end, the low end? Because that's really critical, right? I don't want to put my property on the market and all of a sudden have it sit for 30 days not rented, not tenanted.
So, you know, I think that you need to make sure you have your team assembled. And when I say a team, it doesn't mean you're out there hiring individual people to do the work for you. It's finding the right resources within a market that where a property is. You can do, there's a ton of research you can do on your own on finding out, you know, a lot about a market. But really, when you get dig into that sub-market where you're looking at a specific property, make sure you have a good property manager that's going to give you an idea what the property to rent for. Make sure you have a good attorney and a good realtor and some other things that can give you that local market expertise, and lean on those people to make sure that they're not just incentivized because you're trying to close a deal with them, but that they're incentivized for, you know, that they're reputable people. So you really want to look at all those factors.
Before the break, you mentioned spreading risk amongst the rentals that you have in your portfolio, and that generally gets a little bit better after you own four or five single-family rentals. Can you talk to that a little bit about what you mean by spreading the risk and how that impacts me as an investor when I'm thinking about buying more than just one rental?
Well, look at it as an apartment building. So you're looking at an apartment building, and there's some pros and cons to this. So let's say you have 10 units in a building. The chance of you having a tenant that doesn't pay in all 10 units, or that's late on the rent in all 10 units, or all 10 units have a maintenance issue is pretty low. So you're kind of spreading your risk there. But then also in an apartment, everybody's confined in one area, so one tenant could disrupt the whole building. Single-family rentals are similar. You own one home, and you have one maintenance issue or one tenant issue, which everyone who owns an investment property, apartments or single-family homes, are going to have these types of issues. It's magnified on that one. If you own five or more, it's going to be spread across those different homes. And as well as it's the possibility that you can go out and buy homes in different markets and start to understand the correlations between the different markets. And there are some things there that if you do some research, you can start to see where certain markets correlate. So like in Albuquerque and Atlanta, economically, those markets correlate quite a bit for whatever reason. So when one goes down, the other goes down. So you can start to really dive deep into this stuff. It's really interesting to, because you can do lots of research. But you really want to spread that risk, have homes in different areas so that one sub-market or market doesn't affect all of your homes. And like I say, these days, you have the possibility to do that. There's national property management companies like ourselves. There's turnkey providers. There's many different ways you can get in to buy a home, get it rehabbed, or buy a home that's already rehabbed. And so you don't have to have – you can lean on companies like ourselves for our operational scale that we have instead of having to create that yourself.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let's talk about how to – leverage other people's time and expertise so that you also don't have to build the business yourself, right? Just to piggyback onto that, one of the biggest mistakes that real estate investors make is that we will work in the business too much and not work enough on the business and bring in the right team members we need to succeed. So, Noel, give me maybe 30 seconds on that. We'll go to break. Because it's such an important topic, we'll talk about it when we come back. But what are just some of your initial thoughts about that?
Well, I think that it's okay for someone to buy a house and manage it for a certain period of time on their own to get their feet wet and understand. But it's really going to be – needs to be something closer to the geographic area where they live. You can lean on experts – as I was saying before, you can lean on experts in the market to let you focus on what it is you do well. And that could be your day job. That could be raising more money. That could be, you know, focusing on researching markets, understanding where you want to be. So lean on those experts to take care of that, the minutiae of owning a property, and it'll make your life a lot easier.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Noel, I appreciate your initial insights. We'll talk more about that when we come back. And the other piece to winning with single-family rentals is thinking long-term. And there are a couple of things that you need to know in order to get there. More about that when we come back. Check out runnerswarehouse.com. Check out thinkrealtyradio.com. You've got questions for me? I believe you do, and I would too. Text the word ASK to 96270. Get your questions answered right here on Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back. As you can tell, obviously, my guest today riding the airwaves with me, his name's Noel Christopher, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Renters Warehouse. We've been talking about a pathway for our audience, for you listening in, to jump into the single family rental market and to start diversifying some of your holdings into this very unique asset class. It's one of my favorites. I love it. And believe me, it's something that can help you build wealth for the long term. Before the break, we had started this discussion about building wealth for the long term and what it means to have a long-term perspective and thinking long-term with rentals. Noel, just right off the bat, what does that mean to you?
That means, during the break, when you're buying an investment property, a single rental, some people go to it with the wrong expectations. So if you're going into buying a rental with the expectation of, if this property cash flows an extra $400 a month, I need that $400 a month, you're probably going into it the wrong way, because you're going to have issues that come up. And you need to look at, and I mean, you know, just regular maintenance, maybe a tenant issue every once in a while. You need to look at it as a long-term investment of, you're paying your mortgage. So your upside is way more than just the cash flow of the property. It's paying off that mortgage, creating equity on a monthly basis as you're paying that down, as the market changes and goes up and down, but keeps that 2% trend. So look at it as a long-term investment. Look at it as something that you're going to have to put a lot of time and money into it from time to time. But overall, that's why I say when you get to that five-year mark, it really gets exciting and really interesting on how that, even your cash flow, your equity, your property, your equity in that property starts to really accelerate, and it looks really good. So you need to look at it in that way instead of just as a cash flow, monthly cash flow basis.
Should I have a goal then? If I'm going to buy one or two properties, does it make sense to buy five or six instead because of the risk diversification element?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you're talking about some of these higher price markets like a Denver or San Diego. Maybe you could buy two homes there, but buy five in another market. And so you're going to diversify your risk. Your return is just simply about diversification. So that's, you know, you can maybe look at a market. It's not quite like where people get on like a commercial property where it's like, hey, listen, I'm going to buy a higher price, lower yielding, but a more stable investment. Single family homes is that way a little bit. So there's a point where, yes, it's such a high return that it's in a riskier market. But really with single family rentals, it's more about diversification so that you're hedging your bets. So it's not as cut and dry as a, you know, you're buying a lease property for $5 million, you can turn this amount for 30 years because you have in there. It's not quite like that. So you really want to diversify. You're better to spread your money around, buy some more moderately priced properties, and you'll start to really see the great returns from that.
Yeah, I'm with you. So if I'm looking at, say, three properties, four properties, six, seven, eight, I get to the point where I have this 10 cap, right? How do I position myself initially to take advantage of the best financing possible, but then also not run into the hurdle where I'm capped out? I think it's with FHA, I can only get 10 investment properties. Can I help me understand what that means? Dive into that for a second.
Sure. Just think about this. With Fannie Mae, it's really, I think it's eight or so, but they require 6 months of principal, interest, taxes, all that kind of stuff in reserves for each property. So once you get to five or six, it just doesn't make sense. You can take my the financing world has changed tremendously. You've got guys like CoreVest, Five Arch, the B2R offshoot company, American Home and Finance, all these different guys that are offering better financing, better terms. You don't have to, they're based off of their asset-based lending typically. So the financing is out there. It's caused this community banks to come into the financing, into that financing world. It's getting competitive and the money's out there. And the second thing is that when you're looking at, let's say, a portfolio, be careful, because not all portfolios are equal. And just because a portfolio has a bottom line number that's saying it's returning 10%, you need to look at each asset. And so that's why the platforms like Own America, for example, where you can go in and they sell portfolios, but you can also go in and mix and match portfolios. So you can build a portfolio of properties that fit your investment profile out of multiple owners that own these larger portfolios. So you're not stuck in finding one guy who's going to sell you eight homes or five homes. You can go to five different guys who are going to sell you five homes in the areas you want that fit your profile. And so that's where that world is changing. And the financing there is just getting more and more mature. I know for a fact there's some very large traditional lenders that are about to get into the space, and their name brands, and it's really changing the game where that financing is. You know, it's taken a little while to, as part of this asset class being institutionalized, the financing is part of it. And so they started out with these large portfolio lenders, then trying to lend to a guy who wants to borrow, or a guy or woman who wants to borrow to buy one home or five homes.
Yeah.
And it was just a little too daunting. So they figured that out, and figuring out the process to give them more of a consumer-based loan to buy investment properties. And so it's a game changer overall.
Let's talk interest rates for a second, and then we've got to go to break probably here in the next 3.5 or 4 minutes. Interest rates are going up, right? It's no secret. They've been clocking up a quarter point almost religiously for the last little bit. What impact should that have on the housing market, one? And two, should that deter me as a real estate investor in single-family rentals from buying right away?
So the answer is to the last question is no, it should not deter you. Interest rates are at still some all-time lows. And so we're going from an all-time low to a little bit higher. I think that it helps stabilize the market. So as you see the, it's not coincidence, but as you see the real estate market cool off and level off a little bit, so meaning from last year, but still up from you know, the last 4 or 5 years for sure, those interest rates going up a little bit, the market cooling off a little bit, it's not going to make that much of a difference, because if the investment's right, it's right. And you'll see prices, I'll have to start to match with the financing. And the funny thing is, you're going to see the, you know, even if interest rates are getting higher and higher, the prices are going to adjust to it, because there is a certain level that it makes sense, whether you're a homeowner or an investor, what you can pay for a house. And so I'm not too worried. I wouldn't be too worried about the current interest rates. Not yet.
Not yet. When should we become worried?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. What was it back in the 80s?
Right. It was in the teens.
Right. And people were buying. And the real estate market was affected, but it was crushed by higher interest rates like that.
So let's assume interest rates go to your 8s, 9s, and 10s, and 11s, right? Worst case scenario, I don't think it will, but let's say it does. Does that deter me to buy or from buying?
If the numbers work, the numbers work. I think what you'll see is that I'll say market a little bit, it'll off a little bit more. The initial acquisition prices for investor or are these turnkey facilitators, investors that buy these houses, that'll go down. So then it will just, it all kind of works out in the wash. So the numbers either work or they don't. And there's going to be markets where they're always going to work.
That's right. And I think we have to keep that in mind as we buy. Our acquisition strategy is really important. You want to get in touch with me and ask me what's going on? I want to give you some information, and so does Noel. So make sure that you get in touch with him at renterswarehouse.com. Have questions for me? Like I said, I want to talk about your strategy. Let's talk about what you're doing to advance and finish well financially in the future. All you have to do is go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also find me at abigolhard.com. And let's have a chat. So here's what you do. ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Just told you. We have a magazine as well. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You need that in your life. And stick around. We'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Need funding for your real estate investments?
Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors. Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. So I decided that... and every once in a while, I'm going to take the chance to share some of my expertise with you. And guess what? Today is one of those days. I've decided I'm going to walk you through using social media, kind of doing a social media 101. And for many business owners and entrepreneurs out there, it can be a tough thing to accomplish. It can be a tough thing to do, especially as a real estate investor. Especially as somebody that is looking to build their brand in the real estate space so that you can get more deals, you can put more information out there. And most importantly, you can let potential buyers, sellers, wholesalers, real estate agents know that you're looking for a deal. So how do you do that? You might have a successful business, but you need to tweak your social profiles so that really you're drawing attention to yourself online. Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. How do you do this? Social media 101 on some of my favorite social media channels. If you follow me at Abhi Golhar, let's start with LinkedIn and we'll see how much we get through LinkedIn and then we'll eventually get to Instagram. Now, I do feel I'll probably also do a building your personal brand for a real estate investor, kind of one of these episodes at some point in time. So stick around for that maybe in the next couple of shows. But for now, let's start with LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is a very interesting social media platform. It's more professional than Facebook. It's more professional than Instagram. And you just get more quality, I feel, out of LinkedIn because people are there for one reason. What is that reason? To handshake and do business. So if you think about it from that perspective, it makes sense to have a really nice, clean-looking profile page. And let's walk you through what that means. And if keep in mind, if at any point in time you have questions about anything that I'm talking about, you can either reach out to me online at Abhi Golhar. You can find me at LinkedIn at Abhi Golhar. It's the same thing with Instagram as well. Or simply put, you can text the word ask to 96270. You can also go to thinkrealtyradio.com and ask your question. So if you're not already on LinkedIn, let this serve as a call to action. Get on LinkedIn. If you're a business owner and quite frankly, you're not on LinkedIn, I think you're just like failing at life. Okay, these are things, this is like a basic requirement. It's like saying you don't have a website. Like you need a website if you don't have one. And if you don't have a website, it's like you don't need oxygen to survive. You must be on a totally different planet. So LinkedIn, for me, is a huge network building tool. I look at a couple of things on LinkedIn when I start looking for people I want to connect with. First, I'm looking for a nice, bright profile picture. Your face should not be totally centered on the picture, maybe a little to the left of the square, or a little to the right of the square, a little off center. A nice, bright smile. Show your teeth. And then, of course, you want those crow's feet, right by your eyes. That represents a good, genuine smile. You want something bright. You want something that's professionally taken. You don't want something that you can just take on your phone or you can just pose for the camera and have a friend take a picture of you because, quite frankly, that's not really presenting the most professional picture that you can. You want something that's nice, bright, smiling, taken professionally. If you want to take yourself seriously, you want others to take you seriously, you must start taking yourself seriously first. So that's the first thing. The second thing, this might sound really simple, but it's your name. Okay, there's so many folks that I'll see out there that will only, like, you'll have your first name, last name, and then a bunch of strings of characters or, like, emojis and weird stuff like that. You don't need anything like that. You don't need hashtags next to your name. You don't need a star in front of your name. You don't need a smiley emoji. You don't need any of that stuff in front of or after your name. Just your name, your first name and your last name. Nice and clean, nice and clear, nice and crisp. And any investor, any buyer, any wholesaler that looks you up on LinkedIn, guess what's going to happen? They'll start taking you seriously. It's already looking like a clean profile. Next up, the third thing I'm looking at, so the first was the profile picture. The second is the name, making sure that's nice and clean, first, last name only. The third thing I'm looking at, your headline. Okay? This should not be the default LinkedIn headline. If you leave it by default, it will say president of XYZ LLC or wholesaler at or real estate agent at. This is your opportunity to tell the world in a very authentic perspective who you are and the type of person you're looking to serve. Okay? So, for example, you want to say something like what my LinkedIn profile says. It's very easy. It says, while I pull it up, it says, I'm a nationally syndicated radio host and real estate investor. I help business professionals advance and finish well. So right off the bat, you can see I wrote it. I'm using the letter I. I help business owners do this. I am this person. Okay? That's really, really important. You don't want to only just have a title and a company name because I can't identify with your company name. Does that make sense? So that's something that you absolutely must work on. Offer value right from the get-go. If you're a plumber, right? If you're a hard money lender, for example, or if you're in the banking business, these are things that you can relate to potential people looking at your profile with very easily, right? For example, if you're a plumber, you can say something like, I fix toilets, right? And just relate to people. Okay, gotcha. He or she must be a plumber. Cool. If I'm a lender, I have smart money. I lend for real estate projects. By the way, I can get creative. Something like that helps me to understand that, you know what? You're a lender, you have money, and you can get creative with me. Awesome. I'm going to send you a direct message on LinkedIn. These types of things are really awesome, like heat-seeking missiles for me to let me know I need to find and I need to look you up and I need to seek you out. Okay, so really important that you do that. The next thing that I'm looking at is your experience and also your summary. So what you want to do is complete your summary in pretty much first person. So my summary reads like this. Hi, I'm Abhi. I help business owners and accredited investors who want to get into real estate investing but don't know where to start, get started. You may know someone like this, or this may describe you. You may have ready and available funds you want to put to work in profitable real estate deals, but you're frustrated because you're unsure who to trust or how to identify a strategy that's best to maximize returns and build long-term wealth. So what have I done in this first maybe couple of sentences? I've identified the pain points of the person that I want to target, and I'm speaking directly to their soul. I'm speaking directly to their investing soul and saying, I can help you out. Let's have a conversation, okay? My call to action here is, how can I help you launch into action? This is still the summary section, okay? So remember, first person, you want to come across as, hi, I'm Joe. Hi, I'm Sally. This is what I do. Let's work together. Let's have a conversation. How can I help you launch into action? Boom. That is an awesome summary. The next section will be all of your experiences. It says here, I'm Chief Investment Officer of Summit and Crown, and then I get to describe what Summit and Crown is. Okay? Below your experience, and you want to fill this out with as much detail as and as many pictures and video for every experience that you add. So underneath Summit and Crown, I have Think Realty, nationally syndicated radio show host, and then I have a few other things, founding member, Forbes Real Estate Council. Of course, you want to fill out your education. And the most important thing, the two most important sections right after that, skills and endorsements, what people are endorsing you for, and of course, recommendations. You want recommendations on your profile because guess what? Social proof equals influencer status. The more recommendations people have given you, if I'm looking at your profile and I see that you have 10, 15, 20 recommendations, that tells me something about you, that you're trustworthy, and other people think that too. I hope this little crash course on LinkedIn has helped. I wanted to get to Instagram, but you know what? I might have to do that for another day. I hope you found it useful. If you have questions, again, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask me questions. Shoot me a text. You can text the word ASK to 96270. Until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.